Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues Tefillah Kehilchosa and the Chayvas Halimud La'achar Birchas HaTorah, the obligation that one has to study right after the recitation, the saying of Birchas HaTorah. So the Halacha is as follows. Miyad Achar HaBrachos, after one recites the blessings of the Birchas HaTorah, Chova Lahasmich Limud HaTorah, person has to immediately, as part of the obligation, immediately juxtaposed to the reciting of the brachos, to learn Torah right away. And so therefore, of course, as we're familiar at the beginning of the Sidurim, so therefore it is our custom to say Psukei Birchas Kohanim, it is to say the verses of the blessing of the Kohanim, Mishnas Elu Dvarim, the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim, V'chein Maimer HaGemara Shela'achrav, and not only that, but also to have a teaching from Chazal in the Gemara and the Talmud. L'kayim mitzvahs limud mikra mishnah v'gemara, to fulfill the obligation of the study of Torah that follows the Birchas HaTorah, the mikra, the psukim from Chumash, the mishnah, the Tersha Baal Pen, of course, the explanation and the further redation of the Gemara, its explanation of the mishnah. This is the basic, the din in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah's commentary that we follow, of course, that, as I mentioned, is in all of our Sidurim. But here's what's interesting. We know that when we discuss the chayva lahasmich, the idea to be very careful about making sure that right after you say the bracha, then to learn Torah, that there shouldn't be a pause, there shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and the limud haTorah itself. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch points out, the Yesh Sovrim, there are those who posit that rule, shamafsik bein habrachos lebein halimud bidvar macherim. Let's just say there is a pause and there's a hefsek between the brachos and the limud, and then hefsek includes bidvarim acherim, other matters. Afilu lo isiach das, even if it is that a person didn't completely lose their mindset about what it is that they're reciting in the brachos and what it is that they have to do as far as the fulfillment of the learning immediately following the brachos, there isn't hesach hadas. So nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch paskins chayv lachzor ulevarich, a person nonetheless has to go back and recite another time the bracha. The bracha depends on the fulfillment of the chayv lahasmich, the fact that you're going to learn immediately right after that. So therefore, your obligation to recite the bracha again is incumbent upon you. And ochein, Mr. Brewer points out, b'mikra kazef, it falls out that that's what happens, and you didn't anticipate, and that's what happened, that you said dvar macherim, and even if it was l'siach das, even if you didn't have an absent-mindedness for what you were doing, nonetheless, toiv yoysu l'chavin l'tzeis dechavosai birchas HaTorah beBirchas Avarabba v'Lilmud Ma'at Miyad La'achar Siyum HaTfila. As we discussed many times, the Be'alach explains, Mr. Bro as well, that if you would find yourself in such a situation, it would be good for you, instead of reciting the actual bracha Birchas HaTorah v'Harevna and Asher Bachar Bonu, that you would have in mind to fulfill your obligation of Birchas HaTorah through Avarabba, that bracha and the Birchas Kriyashma, and then after Tfila, as we've learned many times, you would learn a little bit of Torah right afterward, after you finish the tefillah itself. And so therefore, you will have then repeated the elements, the key, mashmos, lilmod, ulamed, lishmo, velasos of the Birchas HaTorah, chayv lachzor, ulevarich, will be fulfilled, and therefore it will be shalom al Yisrael. But it's significant and super important for a person to be mindful, A, all of the learning that's done right after the bracha, immediately after the bracha, and that's B, which is the chiyuv, the fulfillment of the juxtaposing the bracha and the actual limud. In a situation of doubt, what one would do is have in mind the ahava rabbah, and then you will fulfill your obligation. I will stop here. I wish everybody from my family to yours a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.